I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who lived to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a favorite charity?
My Cash App.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Delete what?
I don't like that.
Why?
There's so many great charities to choose from, but when you hear a
Zelle,
fat mouth like me say Cash App.
Venmo.
That didn't play well. Makes me look bad. It's like you've been doing all day. When did you turn into Baby Steiny? He doesn't even do this.
Hold on. I think I've been propping you up today.
Yeah, but you reminded me how old I am. This is 1979. Like, Jesus, Evan, let it all out.
Well, you walked into the studio. We're talking to the great Whitley Sandretto, who's
awesome.
And, you know, doing a lot of work today. And you said, to be young again. And you go, well, I'm young. And I said, at heart.
I'm old young.
Exactly.
I'm still hooping.
There's nothing wrong with that. And you found a new physical therapy for your knee.
The treadmill, and I found it from a hot shot on IG. Somebody sent it to me. So it was my quad, right?
Yeah.
They said put the treadmill on incline of 15, Evan, and walk backwards. I tried the three. It's like, it's the best feeling when I'm walking. Now I just feel strong again with my leg. Like, if you handed it off right now, I'd get you 5 yards. That's how good. Like, information is key.
Now this is what maybe makes me Baby Steiny. Is I hate that you just called an Instagram clip information. And I hate that it worked.
Hey, Evan.
I'm happy for you.
You see some stuff on IG. I send you different stuff, but the literature to wear, I said, you know what? Try what this old guy was talking about in Buku Land, and it worked, Evan.
Yeah, but I watched the jokes you send me. I watched all the music stuff, some of the funny clips, but I never took medical advice from Instagram.
Just a trainer, Evan, saying what he thought you could try, and I was in there getting ready to leave. I say, well, why not?
But you know high-ranking officials within the Warriors.
Yeah,
you
I
know
had
professional
a conversation
athletes.
With them today. Yeah.
Just shoot them a text. Say, what should I do for my quad? Which, by the way, is looking a lot better.
Well, thank you. And my son, little Daryl, got hurt. I called Dr. Pangia at 1 in the morning.
Now what?
I sent him a text. He was up and text back. Doc, I'm sending him a Christmas card this year. For him to do that and then apologize for the delay. I'm like, Doc, it's good. You should be counting sheep, but thank you.
Well, and shout out Lil D. He's starting a big step, a big professional step.
Internship
today.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, that's huge. Crutches. That's huge. Congratulations. Yeah. Well, congratulations.
This is the part where Mark Abanez and my Uncle Lynn in Texas said he don't listen to Dallas radio because all they do is talk about themselves. I was like, Uncle, you might not want to tune in to Steiny and I.
Well, anybody call in right now, speaking of Dallas, this was at Jerry World last night, right? Or over the weekend?
What?
Lauryn Hill finished a concert at 4 in the morning.
It was a Superdome at the Essence Festival.
Oh, sorry about that.
Yeah, New Orleans.
4 in the morning?
And it was empty.
I know that she's late, and I know that that's her thing, and you kind of have to expect
Get
it.
Get over yourself.
4 in the morning?
I'm out on Lauryn.
There was videos of the, well, I don't want to say people, because there weren't many people.
It's 4 a.m.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
You can't, and I imagine her set was not longer than an hour and a half or 2 hours. I mean, she showed up at 2 a.m. At the earliest.
Yeah.
We got to be better.
We have to. And now I'm mad that the video was even that surfaced. It's 4 a.m. Nobody's coming for Kendrick. Well, maybe they
Lauryn Hill's a goat, but you should be shamed for that.
She is a goat.
You should be shamed for that. All right. Let's kick off the segment here. Nick is in the city. Nick, what's going on, man? You're on with Evan and Goo. How you doing?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me. I've been hearing back and forth on this for weeks now with Jonathan Kuminga, and I love Jonathan Kuminga's game. And I even heard when people were talking about trading him for Wiggins, which I think is essentially a very, very similar, not the same player, but a very similar player. I think it's number one, a little bit late in the game to trade JK. And two, I think if you're kind of giving up the future right now, like Jonathan Kuminga, Pods, and TJD for one good player right now, it should be an amazing player. But the thing is, if you do that, on the flip side of that, you're giving away the future. So it's like, okay, let's go for a championship right now with Steph's, you know, with Steph's final years here. Because the flip side of that is, say you win one ring, it's like you kind of got no future. So I see the debacle that the front office is in. And I see now why Bob Myers got out in time. I mean, he probably had his own reasons, but wow, he left at a good time.
That's interesting.
Thanks, Nick.
Yeah, no, good stuff. But let's put another right on the table, brought to you by Echo Pest Control. When you hear the words Warrior Future, I'm sorry, it's bigger than Kuminga with or without him. It's the fact that you don't have a couple things to look forward to. And I'm not dissing Moody. I'm not dissing Quentin Post. And I'm not dissing Pods. But I'm talking about the next. Somebody that could possibly, on a good day, Evan, take that step. And that's why, you know, Jonathan Kuminga, good or bad, I always thought might possibly be that guy.
You want to know what the Warriors' future looks like right now?
Give it to me. Give it to me, baby.
2026 first-round pick. 2027 first-round pick, 2028 first-round pick, 29, and 2030 they don't have one, and 2031 their first-round pick. That's their future.
Mm-hmm.
Their future, assuming that they part ways with Kuminga, whether it's this summer or at the trade deadline, I don't think that Pajemski is going to be a future cornerstone, franchise-altering player. Moody the same, Post the same, with all due respect.
Yeah.
Their future's not on this team. Like, if you're talking about a future, the future is now. And I think that's why a lot of people are trying to maximize the present, because there is not much of a future. And that's totally fine.
Gotcha.
Your future is in your draft picks. But let's not make it out to be like, you know, this guy is going to be here and is going to lead us in 3 to 4 years. Like, to me, that's why you make a trade for a Jimmy Butler, and that's why you're trying to win as at high of a level as you can this season.
The way you said that, so elegant. I'm just telling you, on this day, you made me do this, Evan.
Mm-hmm.
You made me think of the Wiseman blunder, because that's what it is. Just the fact that you're not getting anything from him, and you think of woulda, coulda, shoulda, had he been a future star blossoming. And we would have that to look forward to. That's why the way you just put that together so well, it hurts more.
Well, it might be a stark reality, but look, I hope I'm wrong. But that's the way that I'm reading things. Let's go out to Steve Young.
Uh-oh.
94 Super Bowl MVP Steve Young. What's up, man? How you doing?
How you guys doing?
Fantastic. How are you, Steve Young?
Pretty good. My take on Kuminga is this. I think he has cheated the Warriors this 4 years because Steve Kerr has not played him. And in doing so, he devalues himself. I also think he has resources to two of the greatest shooters in history, Curry and Kerr. I mean, ask him to shoot. I mean, after practice or however it's going to go. Ask him what I need to do to be a better shooter and improve my game, but he has not did that.
I got you, Steve. Appreciate the call.
I'm going to say, at Ken said garage, I'm saying kitchen.
Well, it was Steve Young. Maybe he's at the
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Training facility.
I thought it was the lefty.
No, it wasn't him. I appreciate the call, though, Steve. Hope you're doing all right.
Who was that on? It's not just Kuminga's fault if that call is right, that he hasn't gotten better.
Why?
But we know he has.
Why is it?
Because you got Phil Handy's on this staff, Evan. You got guys that should say, stay in the Bay this summer, JK. We want to get you better. We know you got it. Let's work with you. Some days in Bermuda, where's he at? Like, why are you not here at the lab? Now that it looks like we can question what went down in the handling or the mishandling, like Kerr throwing that out there to Willard and Dibs, like he ain't been around the last couple of years. I'm like, well, where the hell he been? Are we surprised?
I think a lot of the work that players do to improve themselves happens during the summer.
That I agree with.
And that work you put in then shows during the regular season. And don't get me wrong, like he's gotten better.
No doubt.
There's been improvements, but not enough. Like him not becoming whatever people want him to be, to me, is more on him than the Warriors. You know, the Warriors can control how much he plays, but as far as like him being able to dribble or to be a 40% three-point shooter or to block more shots or get more steals, like that's, I don't know. That to me is on him. Like, I came back from college and I was still not a better pitcher. That's on me. Like, I'm not going to improve over the course of a 35-game spring season.
Did you use all your resources to improve? I'm just asking.
Yeah, I worked as hard as I could. I got in the weight room. I threw a bunch of bullpens. I played long toss. I tried to improve my velocity. You try to improve your command. You tinker with different pitches.
So you maximized everything, the effort-wise.
Yeah, I didn't leave anything on the table. I don't think Kuminga's leaving anything on the table. That's what is also a little concerning, is I don't think that he's not a hard worker.
I hope you're wrong then, E.
So, you hope that he's not a hard worker?
No, I hope that he's leaving something on the basically, as opposed to him doing everything under the sun, and these are the results, and he's a finished product, basically. I'm hoping he's thinking he's doing it all, but another voice, a different coaching, just in regard to your regiment working out, it'll hit different.
I think he is, and that's why he wants an opportunity to show it.
Mm.
I think he believes he's doing all the right things, that he's putting in the work, that he's doing these two-a-days that he's showing everybody on TikTok. But he's working hard. He's getting stronger. He's eating right. He's sleeping.
He looks incredible.
Married to the game.
Yeah, I love that.
But he's just not getting the opportunity to show that. That's what I believe. And so I don't think he's leaving anything, quote-unquote, on the table, but maybe he's just not there yet. Like, that's also a possibility we have to be open to.
But you tell me if
I'm
wrong.
Or maybe he's just not, God forbid, not going to be that guy.
Evan, I'll say this to that. You could be right, and I might be right, but the bottom line is we're about to find out, and what's so damn frustrating is I do understand. I'm not mad at the Warriors about this offseason. Jimmy Butler was the diamond in the rough. You got that early. Just let that marinate. We're getting a year with him, and I believe this team could be top three, top four come next year. I really do. But I want Jonathan Kuminga to be a part of that, because I don't feel like if you make a trade, Evan, just not what you get back in return or value is not going to be equivalent. But the bottom line is, I just don't see how they're going to be able to replace a guy like him on the fly. So let's add Al Horford. I'm with this. Again, are you so done with GP2 and him being hurt in and out to where it's a nothing burger for him leaving? Because I'm thinking about it now, Evan. I don't want him gone. Who are you going to replace him with?
And that to me is a Warriors problem. Mm. Like, if you're really worried about losing Gary Payton second.
I told Steiny Thursday I am.
No, and I would be too, because you're right. You don't have anything to replace him with. But that's a Warriors problem. That's because you don't have anything on the roster outside of three guys who make 90% of what you can spend. All right, let's wrap up this conversation. Let's go to Greg in Walnut Creek. Zach, can you bring Greg on real fast? Greg is out of Walnut Creek. Good morning, man. What's going on? How are you? Or good afternoon.
I'm well, thank you. Yeah, it's kind of hard. I'm a diehard Warriors fan, but like, generational talents just don't fall off the tree. Like, everybody thought Zion was going to be the guy, and he got hurt and was nothing. Andrew Wiggins was the third overall. Like, what makes us think that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be that guy? I mean, I think you're right that the draft is going to be the way to go, and it's going to have to be, you know, it's going to be a couple years of pain, but I think now is the time. And Al Horford, I mean, he's kind of like Big Shot Bob, you know, he's making things where he shouldn't be, and you're like, why is that guy beating us? and make a run. And if Steph hadn't gotten hurt, you know, maybe it's a different outcome, you know, so Steph and, you know, Jimmy. But anyway, thanks, guys. Love listening to you.
Hey, have a good day.
Appreciate it, Greg. All right, Goom. I got something that it's been kind of sitting on the top of my mind for a while.
I'm here for you, baby.
It does involve the Warriors, I promise. So this seven-team trade, a historic seven-team deal, the biggest trade in NBA history this offseason, which concludes with Kevin Durant and Clint Capella going to the Rockets, Jalen Green, Dylan Brooks, couple seconds, Kobe Bria from the Warriors going to the Suns. The Nets get 2 second-round picks. The Hawks get a second-round pick in cash. The Lakers get cash. The Timberwolves get a couple second-round picks and a player I can't remember. The Warriors get Jemai Mashak, who they sent to the Grizzlies, and Alex Toohey at number 52. What are we doing? The biggest trade in NBA history involves 13 different parts of this deal that I don't understand and will never remember. Like, I'm going to remember Alex Toohey as a Warrior at the beginning of his career. I'm not going to remember that he was a part of the biggest trade in NBA history. And the reason I have an issue with this is it's supposed to be this big offseason, the biggest one ever, reportedly. Luka and Jimmy go at the deadline. KD gets traded this summer. Jaren Jackson gets a max contract. We're waiting to see if Giannis leaves, if LeBron is actually going to stand on business. It's just another manufactured part of the NBA blueprint that has fallen flat. This idea that the in-season tournament is going to help. They're going to put out a better product in the regular season. This biggest trade, quote-unquote, in NBA history is just another part of how the NBA, like most things, has promised and fallen flat. It's just been manufactured. And I'm sitting here wondering why I even need to pay attention to this.
Mm.
Every single move that comes out, I'm like, I'm waiting for a big one. I'm waiting for a big one. I'm more excited to your point about Summer League than I am about all these moves, and it's not because the Warriors haven't made any.
Evan, I mean, man, I need a fire extinguisher to put that out because you're so hot. But there were a lot of bars in there, and I'm going to start with this one. I am disappointed from a fan standpoint, because that's all that I am. The Shams had to tell us it was going to be big. That bothered me, because now it's propaganda when you say a guy like him who's in the know more than anybody. So when it doesn't follow that, there is disappointment, because the billboard that is Shams and his hair told me, oh, watch out, some things are going to happen. Now, had he not said anything, Evan, I would say to you, it's just like close games. When you guys walk around and you're all pissed off, just I'm talking to everybody, oh, the games aren't close. That's why you enjoy the ones that are. You don't know when they're going to happen, but it feels like we're so spoiled and we want to have an every night party on Twitter about said ending. You don't get that. So I'm with you 100% about this has been underwhelming, because Shams told me it was going to be something otherwise. And that 17 trade, and it's a record, and I feel like it's part of the trade started on Tuesday, the next Tuesday, miss me with all of it. So I'm with you with that part of it. But, Evan, I just feel like as fans in general, forget diehards and what level fan you are, I'm getting fed up, not with you. Call me the new Batman, because I just feel like as a fan now, we want a close game. We want this or that. And if it doesn't meet that criteria, it wasn't good enough. I'm not happy. And I just I fight that, Evan. That's the beauty of sports. When you tune into whatever you're about to watch, Giants Phillies tonight, you never know what you're going to see or get. And I know you're like, what the hell are you saying?
No, but what I'm attached to, and I think you hit it, Goo, you're right. They promised it.
They did.
And that means there's no chance they could deliver it.
And there you go.
The best part about the Luka Doncic trade is that no one saw it coming. I know that.
Boom!
Back to 2016, the Kevin Durant deal shook the earth.
4th of July.
And I know that there were whispers and people thought it could be a possibility, but at the time I wasn't in sports media, was just an average fan trying to finish up college.
Look at it.
I didn't think it was going to happen. When that bomb dropped on July 4th,
the world stopped, E.
It was unbelievable, almost 9 years to the day, because it came out of nowhere. The best and biggest moves are never promised. And that's why I to be honest, the biggest potential thing that could have happened in the NBA, and I apologize in advance because you were kind of involved with it,
oh,
was when I read the false report that Mike Breen had been removed from ESPN.
Yeah, and we all, the great ones in the
Spears,
yeah,
Shelburne.
They all got duped.
Everybody was freaking out about it. You know why? Because it would have come out of nowhere.
Wow.
And whatever you think about Mike Breen, that's besides the point. Like, Scams Charnia has gotten more traction my mind in the NBA this offseason than Shams Charania. And that's with all due respect to Shams. I think he's really good at his job. But the false promises that the NBA, not just him, but the NBA in general has continued to deliver, it makes me almost not want to believe you. Yeah. Like, how many times can you cry wolf?
No, I'm not mad at you, E. And I'm older, as you keep mentioning all show, but I just want to throw this to the listeners and yourself and Ken.
Yeah.
Let me put a rat on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control. I come from an era where guys, if you beat me, I'm staying in said place. I'm gonna try to come back and beat you again. And I know that's kind of changed, but I'm saying all that to say is, one, about your opinion, goats are not announced, they just arrive. So think about that. Goats, the greatest of all time, they just arrive. I like that one. But that scares me about Cooper Flagg. But that's why I love what LeBron James has meant. He's taking it, the chosen one in high school, and I think surpassed what we thought he could do. And I just say that like Cooper. There's a lot of pressure. You ain't got to bow down to it. But you know what I mean? If Cooper Flagg ends up being the next LeBron James, we saw that. But the ones that we don't see come out of nowhere, and I think of Steve Nash, like his career. Like, I knew he was good, but not like what he ended up being. So I say all that to say is, do you think free agency and the changing of teams by players now in the NBA, that's just its own entity and it had you excited, Evan, I can make a case, I don't like it. Do you think it could be a bad thing that guys are leaving their locale so fast, quick, and in a hurry that we could be disappointed on a free agency that is coming almost gone?
I'm not there yet. I do like player movement.
All right.
But I guess I like it for the right reasons. Like, I think players having power to choose where they go does add more intrigue and drama to the league. Like, it creates heroes. It creates villains. It creates super teams.
Damn.
It creates a hierarchy that then I, as a fan, get to decide where I fall. But now it feels like players are moving just because they have to move. Like, teams are so afraid of this unofficial hard cap.
Wow, man.
That is the second apron.
The Joe Lacob rule.
That they have to get guys out. You know,
that stinks, man.
Well, like, for example, the Clippers and the Clippers and the Heat made a trade today. Norman Powell is going to Miami. John Collins is going to the Clippers. And then Kevin Love and Kyle Anderson are going to Utah as
Clippers
filler.
Are tripping. Powell's a bucket.
They can't pay him. And they can't pay him.
And they want to pay him in a perfect world.
They would pay him. He might have been one of the best contracts in the league last year going into this season.
That stinks, man.
So now I actually am looking at the Clippers. Like, before that move happened, I might have said, I don't think the Warriors can jump him.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kawhi can stay healthy for a full season. And now they don't have Norman Powell, who's been one of the steadiest hands in the league. Their starting two is Chris Dunn. Their starting three is Derrick Jones. I know they got John Collins, but is he going to start? Like, the Clippers just got worse, not because of anything they did wrong.
The constraints.
Exactly.
And I don't like it.
There's consequences to him now.
What do you have a problem
Norman
with
Powell's
me
not
saying
a superstar.
Is the Joe Lacob hate these aprons? I know we're up against it. We can get it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you also brought up something about the next. I do want to bring up that because Like, you had a chance to maybe see the next this weekend, and I want to pick your brain
on
about
both teams, Evan. Who knows?
Bronny?
Yeah, well, anybody.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, he might get the jersey.
No, who did you see that was next up before you knew it? That's a question I was thinking about driving up, especially with Goo going to the Cali Classic.
And this
then weekend.
Your quarterback question we can't forget. Yeah.
I think it's a good one. I do want people to get in on it. But yeah, we got a lot to get to still. About an hour left until the crossover. Evan Infersteiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, taking your calls and texts at 888-957-9570. Also text on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. And what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Coming up today at 4:30, the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. You can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX, pregame starting at 4 o'clock. Back after this on 95.7 The Game.
I'm Natalie Morales of 48 Hours. So much of our reporting focuses on the stories of victims who didn't survive. But what about those who live to tell?
I survived a violent home invasion. There's no earthly reason why I'm alive.
From 48 Hours, this is It Could Have Been Me.
It makes you grateful for everything you have, you know.
You can follow and listen to It Could Have Been Me on Tuesdays in the 48 Hours podcast feed on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.